This particular song is one that was written by our new producer, John Boylan. John didn't have the song completely written the first time we heard it. It was, I think he was in the studio one day, and he sat down to the piano and started playing these chords, and everybody in the band immediately went over and said, "Hey, man, that really sounds good. That sounds like something we could get into." And John was kind of excited about us wanting to do it and went off and wrote lyrics to it, and it's called Behind Your Eyes, and it's a little different for us, but in that it's a little more of a love ballad than what we usually do. And I'm real glad to have it on the album. I think it makes a good entry.
And I've tried to run away, but I know it's only tried when everything I could ever want is there behind your eyes.
Behind your eyes. Behind your eyes. Behind your eyes.
The song Passing Lane, I guess you could say, was kind of autobiographical in a way, if you grant me a very liberal poetic license with it. I was born in Carolina, and not too far back in the swamps, as the song says, but I did leave home at a pretty early age with my guitar and a few other guys, and instead of going to Kansas City, as the song says, I actually went up in the Washington, D.C. area. That's where the poetic license comes in at, but the song's about kind of getting away on your own, turning loose from mama's apron strings and daddy's coattails and getting out in the world and finding out what it's like and finding out how big the world is and how many different places there is to go to and how many different kinds of people there is to associate yourself with, and the joys of playing music and traveling, and the highway looks so good. I remember when I first started leaving home, I used to just sit and look at the highway and look out beside the road at whatever happened to be out there, houses, trees, churches, barns, and just the feeling of moving, the feeling of traveling. And I've always wanted, all I've ever wanted to do all my life was play music, and I've wanted to play music and make a living at it. And when I first got started at it, I was just really thrilled. Every night was exciting, every night was new, and places and people and things is what the song's about. Just give me that passing lane and I'll get on out of your way.
Well, I was born in Carolina, way back in the swamp. I was a happy country boy till television came along. I kept showing them faraway places and it sure was a bitch. Cause every time I think about traveling, well, my feet would start to itch. So I borrowed my daddy's suitcase and picked up my guitar. I walked up to the highway and I flagged down a car. I hitchhiked out to Kansas City just as fast as I could. My life was all before me and that highway sure looked good. Now give me that highway, let it go my way. Crank up the big wheel and let them roll on. I'm moving like a fast train, give me that passing lane. Pulling city folks to dance. And I had money in my pocket, I had fun in my bed. But I've been here a year now and it's getting to my head. Cause I've been rock to ruin, I've been disco to death, I've been funk rock to punk rock till I can't catch my breath. I've been ragged till I'm ragged, I've been new wave till I'm blind. But I've got a solution for my funky state of mind. Let it go my way. Crank up the big wheel, let them roll on. I'm moving like a fast train, give me that passing lane. And I'll be gone, no more groove, just as long as I can move.
Yeah.
I think the song Reflections will probably always have a very special place in my heart, especially the last verse. The song speaks of three different decades of music, the 50s being represented by Elvis Presley, the 60s by Janis Joplin, and the 70s by Ronnie Van Zant. And I didn't know Elvis, and I didn't know Janis Joplin, but I knew Ronnie very well. And I remember it was October 20th, and we were doing a show at Kiel Theater in St. Louis when I found out about the Lynyrd Skynyrd plane crash. And I was upstairs, and someone came in the room and told me about it. I remember going downstairs and talking to some of the people down there and asking some people to make some phone calls to find out if it was true or not. And every time I hear the song or every time I perform it, it takes me back to that night in St. Louis. I remember it so well. I remember what a shock it was when I found out that that Ronnie had been killed in a plane crash. Ronnie just didn't seem like the kind of guy that would... He seemed like the kind of guy that would live forever. He was so much alive. He was so full of life. And we put in a lot of hard miles together when both the bands first started out. We traveled all the way across the country a couple of times and played a lot of dates together. And he was a very good friend of mine, and I miss him. And it goes in the last verse, it was October in St. Louis town when we heard that the Freebird had fell to the ground. And we all said a prayer before we went down to play. And I called all the guys in the room and told them that... about the plane crash, and ask him to join me in a moment of silent prayer, which we did do. And Ronnie, my buddy above all the rest, I miss you the most and I loved you the best. It's very true. And I have a hard time getting through the last verse sometime without my voice cracking. In fact, when I recorded it, I remember I had a hard time getting through it. But it's a special song to me, and I think it'll always have a special place in my heart. And it's Reflections of the Past.
I remember you back in 1956. You had all the moves and you knew all the tricks. You left all the ladies in a hell of a fix when your voice took wing. Then you'd shake around and oh how you'd sing. Just an old boy from Memphis with a big diamond ring, a country girl's prayer and a city girl's dream. Hail the king. But it's all right now. Keep on singing loud. It's all floor. The 60s came in with a bang and a roar. The world heard a knock. It was Janis at the door. They let her in. And when it seemed like this whole world was falling apart, the house lights would fall and the music would start. She'd be giving us all a little piece of her heart once again. But it's all right now. Keep on singing loud. It's all right now. Heaven should be. We heard that the free bird had fell to the ground. We all said a prayer before we went down to play.
my buddy above all the rest. I miss you the most and I loved you the best. And now that you're gone, I thank God I was blessed just to know you. But it's all right now. Keep on.
You're listening to WWUH FM 91.3, West Hartford, Connecticut. We're a community service of the University of Hartford, and we broadcast portions of our day simulcasting with WAPJ 89.9 and 105.1 Torrington, WWEB 89.9 Wallingford, and WDJW 89.7 Summers. Good morning, this is Sam Scazzari. I'm with you until 6 o'clock as part of the Friday All Night Show. We were just listening to some music from Charlie Daniels and the Charlie Daniels Band, an interview album issued to radio stations that John Scott played on his show, and it we let it play over into the Friday All Night Show. It's something called Intercords, something CBS used to do. They used to issue these interview-type LPs to promote some of their artists. They give you some interview and some music. They're usually pretty good about playing the entire song, not just excerpts. So John was turning you on to that as part of the Gothic Blimpworks Underground Radio, John Scott, here Friday from midnight until 3. John also played Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd. He played the album in its entirety, and I could tell it was a vinyl version when I was listening on the way in. Background vocals on that album more than one person, but one person I'm bringing to light is Doris Troy. You may remember the song Just One Look from the 60s. Doris Troy became an Apple artist that recorded at Abbey Road Studios, where Dark Side of the Moon was recorded, and she had her own album on Apple Records, and that will be re-released in a remastered form in late October. The entire non-Beatles catalog from Apple has been remastered and will be reissued at the end of the month. So we're looking forward to that. You'll be hearing things like James Taylor's first album, two Billy Preston albums, the Mary Hopkin collection, Badfinger albums, Jackie Lomax, Radha Krishna Temple, Elephant's Memory, David Peel in the Lower East Side, and I believe two CDs worth of singles that were not released on albums. The Sundown Playboys, Hot Chocolate, Chris Hodge, the list goes on and on. Remastered versions coming out at the end of October from Apple Records, featuring Doris Troy and her solo album from, I believe, 1970. Featuring Stephen Stills on that album with George Harrison, Ringo Starr, Klaus Voormann. Friday All Night Show here until 6. Coming up at 4 o'clock will be It's My Vinyl, and coming up at 5 o'clock will be The Bandwagon. It's My Vinyl is a part of the program where we feature analog sourced recordings, typically record albums and 45 singles, occasionally a cassette tape or a 78. And at 5 o'clock, The Bandwagon, featuring unsigned artists, folks without a record deal, and an opportunity to feature them for you, give them some publicity and legitimate airplay, and get you a chance to hear something alternative. This is music from an album called Prayer for Peace. It's on the Silver Wave Records label, catalog number SD926. Silver Wave is from Boulder. It features various artists like Joanne Shenandoah, R. Carlos Nakai, Mary Youngblood.
Do you need anybody? I need somebody to love. That's my favorite song.
Very good.
Who was saying I need somebody to love? You?
I don't think Ringo, but Paul and I are singing with him.
What's the song, Paul?
What's it called? I forgot
what it's called. Would you think if I sang in a song?
It sang out of tune. Oh, A Little Help from My Friends, that's what it's called.
Beluga in the deep blue sea, swim so wild and you swim so free. Heaven above and the sea below, and a little white whale on the go. Baby beluga, is the water warm? Is your mama home with you so happy? Way down yonder where the dolphins play, where you dive and splash all day. Waves rolling and the waves roll out, see the water squirting out of your spout. Baby beluga, oh baby beluga, sing your little song, sing for all your friends, we like to hear. When up snug in your waterbed. Moon is shining and the stars are out. Good night, little whale, good night. Baby beluga, oh baby beluga, with tomorrow's sun, another day's begun. You'll soon be waking. Baby beluga in the deep blue sea, swim so wild and you swim so free. Heaven above and the sea below, and a little white whale on the go. You're just a little white whale on the go.
I'll scratch your back, you scratch mine. Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
19.
Do it the other way. 2, 3, 4. Nobody loves you when you're down and out. Nobody sees you when you're on cloud nine. Everybody's hustling for a buck and a dime. I'll scratch your back and you scratch mine. I've been across to the other side. I've shown you everything, I got nothing to hide. But still you ask me, do I love you? What it is, what it is. All I can tell you is, it's all showbiz. All I can tell you is, it's all showbiz. What it is, what it is, what it is, what it is. Nobody loves you when you're down and out. Nobody knows you when you're on cloud nine. Everybody's hustling for a buck and a dime. I'll scratch your back and you knife mine. I've been across the water now so many times. I've seen the one-eyed witch doctor leading the blind. But still you ask me, do I love you? What you say, what you say. Every time I put my finger on it, it slips away. Every time I put my finger on it, it slips away. What you say, what you say, what you say, what you loves you. Nobody needs you when you're upside down. Everybody's hollering about their own birthday. Everybody loves you when you're 6 foot in the ground. Let's go have a listen and break from it. And then...
Don't cry.
You're listening to WWUH FM 91.3 Hartford and WWUH.org.
At night they would go walking till the breaking of the day. The morning is for sleeping. Through the dark streets they go searching to see God in their own way. Save the night time for your weeping.
That was music from Coldplay. We heard a couple of tracks from Viva La Vida, or Death and All His Friends, Life in Technicolor and Cemeteries of London. Before that, Robert Plant, from his latest album released in September, Band of Joy, which is also the name of his band with John Bonham before they were in Led Zeppelin. Although this Band of Joy doesn't contain any of those original members other than Robert Plant himself. We heard the lead-off track, Angel Dance. He's got a great album there, folks. If you get a chance to hear the whole thing or pick it up, I think you'll be very happy. John Lennon before that from the Remember compilation. Remember actually came out about 2007, but it was kind of re-pushed on us for the 70th birthday. And I played a demo version of Nobody Loves You When You're Down and Out. That was released on Walls and Bridges in 1975, but the demo version was from the John Lennon anthology album. And we snuck a little Raffi in there, the lead title track there from Baby Beluga, coming out of the Sean's Little Help segment of the John Lennon Remember. Sean Lennon singing a little excerpt of his favorite song with a little help from my friends around age 3 or 4. And this is Robert Mirabel from an album called Prayer for Peace. A track called Painted Caves. This is WWUH-FM, the Friday All Night Show. A few messages, and we'll be back with some more music.
There's a nasty little criminal on the loose.
It could be in your area. In fact, it could be in your backyard.
It's the Asian longhorned beetle.
Yeah, that's right. A beetle. The insect kind.
Black and white, long striped antenna. It's a tree killer.
This is one bad beetle. It's caused the destruction of thousands of trees already.
Thing is, we can't spot it now. It's gone undercover. Inside the trees.
Cold weather drives it into hiding.
So now, it's a game of waiting it out.
What can you do to help?
You can be a beetle buster and protect the trees.
Don't move firewood, because the beetle, its larva, its eggs, they could be in the wood.
If you move firewood, you could spread the beetle.
You tell
me! So buy it locally, burn it locally. Got it?
It's as simple as black and white. Don't move firewood.
Be a beetle buster. Learn more at beetlebusters.info.
That's beetlebusters.info. A message from the USDA.
I want to tell you about a time in American history so it never repeats itself.
It was a harrowing time.
A heart-wrenching time.
I could hear my mother warn me, don't go out and play.
My family was ravaged.
Thousands and thousands died.
I was scared.
So scared.
And then one day...
And then one day...
And then one day, there was hope.
Before vaccines, there were few ways to help protect against deadly illnesses.
diseases like measles,
meningitis,
diphtheria,
HIB, whooping cough,
or polio. Without vaccines, these threats can reemerge.
I'm here to tell my children to help protect their children.
Get your kids vaccinated and keep them on schedule.
I never want my grandchildren to see what I saw.
A public health message from the American Academy of Pediatrics with support provided by Sanofi Pasteur. Visit protecttomorrow.org.
Remember, vaccinate.
A few technical difficulties, folks. Just bear with us here. Okay, here we go.
I close my eyes, drew back the curtain to see for certain what I thought I knew. Far, far away, someone was weeping, but the world was sleeping. Any dream will do. I wore my coat with golden lining, bright colors shining, wonderful and new. And in the east, the dawn was breaking, and the world was a crash of drums, a flash of light. My golden coat flew out of sight. The colors faded into darkness. I was left alone. May I return to the beginning. The light is dimming, and the to the world and I, we are still waiting, still hesitating. Any dream will do. Any dream will do.
In America, you get food eat. You won't have to run through the jungle and scuff up your feet. You just sing about Jesus and drink wine all day. It's great to be in America. Ain't no lion or tiger, ain't no mamba snake. Just a sweet watermelon and a buckwheat cake. Everybody is as happy as a man can be. Climb aboard, little wog, sail away with me. Sail away, sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay. Sail away, sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay. In America, every man is free to take care of his home and his family. You'd be as happy as a monkey in a monkey tree. Y'all gonna be an American. Sail away, sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay. Sail away, sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay.
Was
It's music there from Fleetwood Mac, from their album Fleetwood Mac. That was the first album with Lindsay and Stevie incorporated into the band, and the first album without Bob Welch. I'm So Afraid. Before that, Joanne Shenandoah from the album Prayer for Peace, which we're kind of featuring right now as bed music. We're listening to the track, Robert Mirabel's track, Painted Caves. But from Joanne, we heard Peace and Power. And you can find that on the Silver Wave Records label. Before that, Randy Newman with a version of Sail Away from The People Speak, which is sort of a song track to a people's history of the United States associated with Howard Zinn and some concerts, I guess that's the best word to describe them, of narration and a little music that he conducted over the last year. Howard Zinn passed away within the last 12 months, and it wasn't really focused upon, and he had some very insightful views on American history, and I'm very sorry that his passing wasn't more a focal point of the news at the time it happened, and that there wasn't more done in a biographical sense about what he was all about. That's about as much as I can go into here on the show, but check out Howard Zinn. And check out that album, The People Speak. You can find it on the Verve Records label. You just Google in The People Speak on one of the search engines and you'll find a way to purchase it if you'd like to get it. I'm sure it's in some of the larger CD stores as well. We started the set off with a track from a sampler, 1999 to 2000 Broadway series at the Oakdale Wallingford. They were promoting the fact that they were doing Broadway shows there at the time, so we pulled Any Dream Will Do from Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. I really don't know how available that is, but you can find that soundtrack or original cast recording anywhere. This is the Friday All Night Show. I'm Sam Scazzari here until 6 o'clock. We have about 6 more minutes before It's My Vinyl. We're going to feature some more modern music now for a little while to give you a taste of some other things. My Chemical Romance has an album called The Black Parade, and there's a hidden track on it, and I'm gonna let it fly for you right about now.
Well, they encourage your complete cooperation. Send you roses when they think you need to smile. I can't control myself because I don't know how. When they love me for it, honestly, I'll be here for a while. So give them blood, blood, gallons of the stuff. Give them all that they can drink and it will never be enough. So give them blood, blood, blood. Grab a glass because there's going to be a flood. A celebrated man amongst the gurneys. They can fix me proper with a bit of luck. The doctors and the nurses, they adore me so. But it's really quite alarming, 'cause I'm such an awful fuck. I gave you blood, blood, gallons of the stuff. I gave you all that you can drink and it has never been enough. I gave you blood, blood, blood.
Destroyed, no, you and far from you and me. Some of us drink coffee.
That was a band by the name of Modest Midget. We heard a track from their album, The Great Prophecy of a Small Man. I believe they're unsigned because I don't see a record label here. They have something that says Multipolar Music. So what I'll do on the website, the UH Radio playlist website, I will list their contact info as though they're an unsigned artist. They're actually a candidate for the bandwagon. The bandwagon is up at 5 o'clock today, featuring unsigned artists for about 45 minutes or so. So tune in for that. Stay around if you'd like to hear some alternative music by some folks who are unsigned, but nonetheless with some great, great music. We heard a track from them called Troubles in Heaven. And before that, track 14 from The Black Parade, My Chemical Romance, a hidden track on the album. Kind of fitting for the season. Between 3 a.m. and 6, too. Thanks for being here. We hope you're enjoying the show today. We're about to start our fun drive for the fall season, and that comes up Sunday. And that'll run Sunday through Sunday. So please help us out with that. You can always make a pledge online without waiting for the fun drive. The fun drive is a good way, though, to support the actual show you prefer the most. This is WWUH FM 91.3, West Hartford, Connecticut, a community service of the University of Hartford. Simulcasting portions of our broadcast day with WAPJ. 89.9 and 105.1 in Torrington, Connecticut. WWEB 89.9 in Wallingford, Connecticut. And 89.7 WDJW in Somers, Connecticut. It's 4:01 Eastern Standard Daylight Time on the East Coast here in Hartford. And the bandwagon is up at 5. It's My Vinyl is up now at 4. So we're going to take about a 60-second break. And then we'll bring you some vinyl. Stay tuned.